Tell about a time when you were disappointed with your performance. Where and when you performed. How you performed. Why you were disappointed. You have 1 minute to think and prepare your notes.
In today's corporate world, our knowledge, skills, and experience remain unrecognized. If we fail to work effectively and efficiently, no matter how efficient and hardworking we are, if we fail to produce the desired results within a stipulated period of time, our efforts will go in vain. Moreover, we will be considered as non-achievers and incompetents. Our performance should be goal-oriented, otherwise, it would be meaningless. I work as a content writer in a marketing company. Like other jobs, my job also has some targets to achieve on a monthly basis. Recently, my boss had given me a target of writing 50 blogs in a month. Additionally, I had also been given some extra job responsibilities as well. Since I was new in the company and overloaded with multiple tasks, I was not able to focus completely on my main task of writing blogs. Still, I was trying my best to perform better. While balancing my multiple duties and responsibilities, I forgot that sometimes, quantity matters more than the quality. While I was almost on the verge of meeting the deadlines, all of a sudden, I fell sick, and that too just before the month end. Unfortunately, I could not come to the office for 2 days. As a result, I could write only 30 articles, which were way less than the expected numbers. Moreover, I had no justification for my unsatisfactory performance. As an extrinsic factor, my unplanned illness perfectly played its role in my failure. However, I realized that I could probably manage my work effectively if I would have been more proactive and organized. I felt so disappointed and disheartened because, in spite of trying so ardently, I could not achieve the monthly target. But as we know, every failure has a lesson to teach. So, due to this incident, I had learned one thing for sure: that the gap between the actual and the expected performance eventually decides our happiness and disappointment at workplace. Therefore, our actual performance should be equivalent or more than the expected performance to be an achiever. Then only we get rewards and recognition in all spheres of our life.